Hey, Sister Amon.
Uh-huh.
What day is it?
What day is it? Yeah. It's today, the day we're serving the Lord.
Oh, it must be time for edification audio then.
Uh-huh.
Because we do one every day.
We do. We try to anyway.
Yeah, amen. It is time. It is time. I hope you're all doing well. We got some stuff we want to talk about today.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully it will edify and encourage somebody. I know it'll edify me. Will it edify you, Sister Amon?
It will.
I think it'll edify the brothers and sisters that listen.
Yep, I'm sure.
And hopefully it'll edify other people.
Uh-huh.
We are working our way across the state of Tennessee. Today we had some good travels, and the gospel went out as usual. What do you want to talk about today, Sister Amon?
Well,
I know I want to talk about it real quick.
How about you, go?
We started out, we had breakfast with our brother and sister. They made us oatmeal, and we brought over discount waffles we bought with what?
Maple syrup from somebody who blessed us with it.
Yeah, it was awesome. We were out preaching in June, and a lady walked up and said her husband said, come get buy those street preachers something. So she bought us real maple syrup and real honey, and we went and shared it with our brother and sister and their children yesterday. It was awesome. Or this morning. It was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good way to start the day.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so we had fellowship together, hit the road, and worked our way across the state. But go ahead. What were you going to say? What were you going to share?
Travel, clothes washing, rejoicing in the Lord, gospel cards going out all along the way.
Amen. Amen.
It was pretty, and a beautiful, beautiful day.
Yeah.
Sunny day.
Yeah, there's something about the sky lately. The sky is really blue, and the clouds are like really white. And I don't know if the right word is puffy, fluffy, whatever. I don't know. There's just something about the sky that I'm seeing lately. The last few days has just been like
it's
a
been
real
really vibrant.
Oh, it's so vibrant. It's been so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we got to the town that we're going to be in, where we're at now, we pulled in the parking lot and we had just shut the doors and walked out the front of the van when two men approached us and asked us what denomination we were.
Yeah.
And so Brother Tupos was witnessing to him when Brother Zelos and Sister Cara caught up with us. And during the conversation, which we do have, it's put up on a street witnessing
post. Are you going to link that up at the top?
It is. The man happened to mention toward the end of the conversation that, and we hear this a lot, and I wanted to talk a little bit about it, and I'm sure you will too. He said he wasn't even searching for God. God sought him out.
Yeah.
And some strange mystical thing happened to him at that time. And it just kind of made me think about all these people who have a testimony that has mysticism in it or something. We've had people, we had one guy tell us that he got a message from God on a fax machine. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
God and, sent him a fax.
Yep. Someone else said God spoke through a television.
Right. Yep.
And we've had people talk about out-of-body experiences or laying on the floor crying for hours for no reason, hearing voices and things like that. And we've never met anybody yet that has any of that in their testimony.
That's fully biblical.
Yeah, that's living
the fruit,
fully biblical.
Yeah, the fruit of that doesn't pan out to be a biblical, godly, holy life. Usually it's a strange, unbiblical life.
Exactly.
Which means it's not from the Father.
Strange, unbiblical, mystical happenings.
Yep.
Yeah. So just a warning, sisters, you know, if you're talking to somebody and somebody has some kind of a mystical experience, chances are it's not from God, because we know God speaks from his word today.
Yeah, test all things, and many spirits have gone out in the world. We're supposed to test them and
right. Make
sure that it's of God. Yeah, good point. Good point about that. Today we had to pull over to let our brother and sister catch up to us, and it was awesome timing. I pulled into an empty, like an old pharmacy parking lot, but it was empty, vacant, a vacant parking lot. The stores closed down, and no sooner did I pull in, but this vehicle with flashing lights pulls up behind me, and I was like, oh, come on, there's a cop following me in here, what did I do? And I get out, and it's a young guy checking the meter, water meters, and he gets the gospel. And his name was Daniel, and he's a Baptist. And it was pretty awesome because he listened. He said, yep, there's a lot of hypocrisy in my church. I asked him if he's going to be able to enter the kingdom of God living in hypocrisy and united to it. He said no. And then right at that time, Brother Zello showed up, and we both talked to him. So it was perfect timing. We pulled in there, and he was checking the water main right at that time. So praise God, that one worked out perfect.
That is awesome. We see that happening time and time again. It shows, Sister and I were just talking real briefly about it, how it shows the miracles, the greatness of God, sometimes even more than doing something right in front of your face.
Yeah.
It's like God can line this all up behind the scenes that you don't even see, and it's like a miracle happens right in front of you. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, another timing issue was those two men that talked about the Sabbath. Brother Zelos just is putting up an article, and he just got done studying on the Sabbath, so he was real ready to talk about the Sabbath, and I have articles on the Sabbath, the teaching blog, so he was pretty happy about that, that was like the perfect timing, and we had a lot in common with that man. We don't know if we'll find unity with him, if he'll reach out to us or not, but I will throw this in there. He wanted to pray with us in the middle of the parking lot, and I told him what I tell everybody, don't be offended, but we don't pray with people we don't know. But I said, I will say this. I said, how many people, Brother Zelos, ask us to pray with them, but we never hear from them via email? And he said, none. Email us that say that. And I looked at this man and I said, you wanted to pray with us. I said, does this mean you'll be emailing us and you want to draw closer to the Word of God? He did not say he would be emailing us. But he wanted to pray in the middle of a parking lot. Prayer, let's talk about that real quick. So praying with somebody is a spiritual unity, that you're united to them. You don't just do it haphazard. Just like people don't have sexual intercourse with just anybody. Most people don't. You don't just pray with just anybody. It's kind of the same thing. One's physical, one's spiritual. And you don't want to be just throwing yourself out there. Paul says, lay hands on no man quickly, lest you be a partaker of his sins. And I find it interesting. These people want to pray with us. They don't even know us. We could be a cult worshiping Satan. And they want to pray with us, but yet they will not email and reach out and talk about the gospel and draw close. So it really shows the fruit of who they are.
Yes, it seems like they're just trying to get a little piece of that unity, knowing that there's not unity at that point, hearing the difference in doctrines. They just want that one unity thing.
Amen. What else on your mind today, Sister Ruman?
Thinking about the 10 virgins.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Brother happened to mention about that, and I was thinking about it. I was going to read Matthew 25, 1 through 12. I was going to read the whole thing. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, a bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for you and us. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward come also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open up to us. And he answered and he said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. And the brother was saying, think about that. Virgins. They're virgins. They're not out partying or running around like harlots and getting into all kinds of wickedness. Like
sounds like the standard is pretty high.
Yeah, so they were like right there, right next to the other ones, so close to the bridegroom. And they were rejected because they weren't prepared.
Yeah, they weren't prepared. They didn't bring any oil.
They were right there and on the other side of the door.
Yeah, they were expecting, but they weren't prepared.
Yeah.
Kind of sounds like churchianity people. They're expecting heaven, but they're not prepared.
Oh, yeah, far from it, yeah.
I got another example of that coming up in one of my points, but yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. What else, Sister Ruman?
We have one more point than a scripture verse. What do you have?
I got a couple points. Go ahead, you go first.
Okay. I was thinking about, as we're headed down south, headed to Florida, and the only reason we go there, and like we say all the time, is we don't go vacation anywhere that we're going. We go to be where the people are. And so as the cold weather starts sweeping from north to south, we just kind of work our way south.
And like God's creatures, we migrate.
Yeah, and it's not just a destination we're heading to. It's what we do all along the way.
Right, yeah.
And it's the reason why we're going down there for a time and period is because it's the only place basically in the country that has really good weather where everybody's out and there's all kinds of
events
or people just out doing whatever they do. Yeah. It's about the only place you can go and spend day after day after day with people outside.
Right.
And so it's just a good reminder that we're not just zeroing in on a destination. And it's another thing to think about. We're not zeroing in on eternal life and just trying to get from here to there. There's a whole bunch of work to do in between.
Right. We're called for good works.
Yeah. And we can't just do our works to get to heaven, we got to remember why we're doing them. They're to glorify God. We do the works to glorify God and to love our neighbor. Matthew 22:39, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And how do you love them? By sharing the truth.
Yeah.
So I just want to encourage you, sisters, it's not just about day-to-day doing what we're supposed to for the Lord so we can get to heaven. We got a whole bunch of things to do in between. Keep our eyes on the Lord, love our neighbor in between, because if we got our eyes on him and we love him, we're going to be loving our neighbor too, which means we're going to be working for him in the kingdom and maybe help to the saving of a soul.
Amen.
And then the eternal hope, that's out there in front of us, way out in front.
Yeah. Amen. Good point. I was thinking today about casual Christianity. We meet so many so-called Christians, and they're just so casual. We bring up the gospel or Christ or salvation. They go, I got it. They flip their hand like, yep. It's like, yep, I own a Ford vehicle. And they're so casual about their faith. And I was thinking about it. Revelation 3:16. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I'll spew thee out of my mouth. Kind of makes me think about casual Christianity. They're lukewarm. They're not really striving for the kingdom of God. And they're just very, I don't even know what else is a good word for casual. They're very not serious, not sober,
empty.
Not seeking. They're empty. They're vain. They're just haphazard. They're just, I don't know. I saw a blurb on somebody's post that they did, and it said, here's the secret to success. Work 10 hours a day, sleep 8 hours a day. They had a couple other things in there, and they said, give God 30 minutes a day. And they had this like life section out where everything else got major priority and God got like 30 minutes. And that's kind of how casual Christianity is. And this is what we see a lot in the streets when we witness and do ministry and we go to events or churches. Matthew 15:8-9. These people draw nigh to me with their mouth and they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They claim to love God, but not in their fruit. But in vain do they worship me, teaching the doctrines, the commandments of men. Do we see a lot of that, Sister Amon?
Yeah, the commandments of the Baptists, commandments of the Mormons, commandments of the Roman Catholics, commandments of all the 40,000 different flavors.
Yeah, our brothers and sisters from Canada couldn't believe how many churches are on every corner here in America. They're just amazed. They're like, wow, there's a flavor on every corner, many flavors on every corner. We're like, yeah.
Yeah, and all their bad signs.
Yep. Yeah, all their foolish signs, like what was one today? Bethlehem made room for him. Is there room in your heart for him? Foolish things, like as if, you know, God gets one little part of your heart when it's supposed to be, we're supposed to be fully committed to him in all of our ways. And then I was thinking about this verse, Matthew 22:11-14. This goes along with what you were talking about. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there was sit a man with no wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how comest thou hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. The guy didn't know what to say. He got caught red-handed. And then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away. Cast him into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. This reminds me, the churchianity people are not going to be prepared. They want to go to this marriage supper. They want eternal life. They want to go to heaven. But they are not preparing in any way, are they, Sister Amon? Mm-hmm. Or in very few ways.
No, because they must not really want it that bad, because if they want to go on vacation, they book it, they plan it, they save for it.
Yeah.
If they want eternal life, they should be doing diligence to get it. But
So yeah, I was thinking about casual Christianity, and they're just so casual about it when they talk about it. They talk about God like he's a Christ, like he's a get out of hell card. And when you want to talk and go into the scriptures with them or go and talk truth, even to have them correct us and show us where we're wrong. Nope. Don't any time. I got to go. Like an Anabaptist man just the other day, couldn't talk to my brother, didn't have any time. We watched him. He walked right into Burger King.
Oh, yeah.
He had time to get a Whopper, but he didn't have time to talk about the truth of God. So casual Christianity is going to kill people's chance of eternal life. It's right. The fruit they're not born of God.
Yep.
And then I was also thinking about today, my other point was, I was thinking about the rock. I got some scripture verses on the rock. I want to read them. Numbers 20:10, and Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock, and he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels, must we fetch you water out of this rock? So that rock is kind of like a archetype of God, who God is. Deuteronomy 32:4. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he. I love that. God is our rock. Psalm 18:31. For who is God save the Lord? Or who is a rock save our God? So when the Bible talks about the rock, it's talking about God. It's talking about Christ. Matthew 7:24. Wherefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken to him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Are we supposed to be built on a rock, which is Christ, Sister Amen?
Not sand, but
not
the rock.
Sand, yeah. Why is that? So we can stand the test of time, right?
Right.
Luke 8:6. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. It's talking about mm-hmm. this seed sower there. And so that can be a rock that causes people to not go deep into Scripture. It's the wrong kind of rock. It's hard hearts, probably, people that love the things of the world.
Yeah.
And then Matthew 16:18, and I say also unto thee, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my ecclesia, the church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Peter's not the rock. Christ is the rock. God is the rock. Peter is Petros. Rock is Petra. So Christ is telling him, upon this rock I'm going to build my body. And then Romans 9:33, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Christ is that rock, as it keeps going through Scripture. Mm-hmm. And then this one confirms it for us. 1 Corinthians 10:4, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank out of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
Amen.
I like that. So Christ is our rock, and we got to make sure we're standing firm and solid on it and not be wavering in any way.
Right.
What's your scripture verse today, Sister Amy?
Well, hold on 1 second. I got
a scripture on the rock?
Yeah, I think so. Hold on. This is live.
Yeah, go ahead. Look it up. Yeah, because I was thinking about how so many people are tossed about by their doctrines, tossed about by man-made religion, and they're not really rooted and strong and standing on the rock. So I was thinking about how Christ is our rock, and if you really are rooted in him, you're immovable.
How about this one? Does this fit within here?
I don't know. Let me see. I'll tell you.
Psalm 61:2. Well, let me read 1 and 2. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, Christ is the rock.
That's what
highest.
We need. We need someone bigger than us, higher than us, stronger than us, more eternal than us. That's what we need for salvation.
Amen.
Yeah, I like that. Good verse.
Yeah.
Good verse. What's your other verse for today?
Well, that one could end it and be a good one, but
it is.
All of them are good. I'll read another. Yeah. I'll read what I got here. 1 Peter 4:14. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. And on their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified.
Look up that word reproached. What does that mean?
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, look that up for us. I think that would be interesting to see. I have a good idea, but let's go right to the source.
1 Peter 4:14. If ye be reproached, says, to defame, that is to rail at, chide, taunt, cast in teeth, reproach, upbraid.
Kind of like persecuted.
Yeah.
Kind of like persecuted. Jesus said, blessed are ye when men will lie and say all kinds of things about you in my name, against me in my name.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Good verse. Good verse. Tomorrow we travel on, and Lord willing, we're getting closer. Well, I don't know if we're getting closer to where we're going, because we're just always going.
We're just going.
But we're moving south to where we have some events that we're going to be doing. And as Sister Amen said, the gospel goes out every single day. So we're looking forward. We got to get over some a small mountain range here. So we're working our way over that. And who knows? Maybe the Lord has some more appointments for us set up.
Yeah, what's really nice about it is we take a lot of the day and we stop a lot.
Yep.
And we pop in and out of places.
Gas stations, food stores, parks.
Witness walking and things. Yep. And we're often getting chances to witness pretty much everywhere we go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, of course, we do open up a lot of doors.
Yeah, we're just out in the world.
I mean,
so, yeah.
And then the Lord does, and it's pretty awesome.
A lot of it has to do with we're looking to do it. A lot of it has to do with we look different. A lot of it has to do with we got gospel signs on our van. Uh-huh. A lot of it has to do with we go up and talk to people.
Oh,
so
yeah.
we're doing it all over.
Yeah, and it's all driven by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Right. Amen. Yep. Amen. Yeah, absolutely. And why do we do it, or why are we out here doing it? Because we long to just go and preach. My last verse I want to leave us with, Titus 1:3. But hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me to the commandment of God our Savior. Preach, public crier. Go out in the world, tell the truth. Tell what Christ did, his death, burial, and resurrection. Call people to repentance. Promise them the hope of eternal life in a new life being born from above. And then encourage them to walk in holiness and obedience following Christ and endure in that saving faith. That's what we're out here preaching. And as I told this man today, I don't know hardly anybody other than the people I'm united to that are preaching the full gospel, making disciples and teaching them everything God commanded. Everybody's following a false man-made religion, or they're following nothing.
Yeah.
They're in one ditch or the other. And we're thankful to be on the middle of the narrow road. Why? Because we're so good and smart? No. We just have the word of God, and we're holding to it, and we won't be moved from it.
Amen. We won't.
Yeah, we weren't not going to be moved, so.
Did you notice something?
What did I notice?
I didn't try to cut you off halfway through the gospel.
Hey, that was good. Thank you.
We get that all the time from people. Hard time to even finish the gospel, but...
Yeah, a lady the other day, they do it all the time. Lady of the day was a Seventh-day Adventist lady, and we started sharing the gospel, and then I went to read a scripture verse to her, and she goes, I know it by heart, and she just, like, neglected it just because she knew it by heart. She didn't want to listen to it. She didn't want to hear the point that was being made. It's like they claim to love God's word, but they'll just like crumple it up, throw it on the ground and go, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I was trying to work my way through the gospel with her and she kept cutting me off.
Yeah, we'll tell people about Christ and they go, yeah, I got it. And they just walk away while you're telling them about Jesus Christ.
Oh, I know. When you just talk about it being a blood covenant, yeah, they just throw it. They let it all drop to the ground.
Goes back to that casual Christianity. They take it so casually, as if Jesus is some
that
club that you join and you got him and you don't have to take it serious. Very little reverence, very little fear of God.
That's it.
Very little fruit of the Holy Spirit, because most of them are not born of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to leave it right there. Anything else today, Sister Amin?
Love to the saints. Hope you're striving on. Keep looking up, pressing forward, and run the race.
Amen. Everything we just talked about, we would encourage you to live that gospel, and then we'd encourage you to learn it well, and then we would encourage you to preach it. Live it, know it, preach it. That is our duty, to serve God. And we encourage people to do that. We help people do that, and we love to see people that are living it and shining their light. Jesus said, no man lights a candle and puts it under a basket. How foolish.
Amen.
If God's given us his light, we should shine forth into the world that's dying. Amen.
I love shining his light.
Yeah. All right, we're going to leave right there. Until next time, the Lord lets us come back to you again. Cling to the gospel. Cling to Christ. He is salvation. We're here to help you. Are we here to help people, Sister Anna?
We are.
Yeah. Shoot us an email. We'd love to help you anytime. Check out don'tperish.com. Check out followgospel.com, our brother, sister's website. We love you all. Maybe we'll see you down the road, but if the Lord allows us, we'll be back again with another audio and more teachings. We're going to be doing another gathering, and we'll have more in the Ecclesia gathering area. What's at the top of the page today? Do you have a travel video?
Yep.
And that link to that street preaching audios we just put up, and some other stuff too. Check it out. Love you all. Hold fast to the faith.
May God be praised.